Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Ghost of Christmas Past. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. There was something about Christmas in Hollow Hills that felt different from anywhere else. The town itself was blanketed in an old-world charm, with snow-dusted streets, Christmas lights strung between the buildings, and the smell of fresh pine trees mingling with the crisp winter air. But for Alice, Christmas in Hollow Hills would forever be tied to the memory of her father, who had passed away 10 years ago to the day. This year, the anniversary of his death weighed heavily on her heart. Her father had always been the one to make Christmas special, filling their home with laughter, music, and joy. Without him, the holiday felt hollow, and despite the festive decorations around town, Alice felt like a stranger walking through memories that weren't hers. She wandered down the street, her breath fogging in the cold air, clutching a to-go cup of hot chocolate from Holly's diner. Holly had insisted she take it after she mentioned she hadn't been feeling the Christmas spirit this year. The warmth of the cup felt good against her hands, but it did little to lift the chill that settled deep inside her. She stopped in front of the old bookstore, its windows fogged up from the warmth inside. Her father used to take her there every Christmas to pick out a new book, a tradition they started when she was just a kid. Alice stared through the glass at the cozy interior, the wooden shelves filled with books, and a pang of nostalgia tightened in her chest. She hadn't been inside since her father passed. Maybe it was time. With a deep breath, she pushed open the door. The bell above the entrance jingled softly as she stepped inside, greeted by the familiar smell of old paper and leather-bound books. The store had hardly changed, even after all these years. As she browsed the shelves, her mind wandered back to her father. He'd always have a way of making the simplest things magical. Christmas to him was about stories. Stories shared around the fireplace. Stories told through carols, and stories written in the pages of well-worn books. Alice pulled a novel from the shelf and smiled. It was a Christmas classic her father used to read to her, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. She hadn't thought about it in years, but it seemed like fate that she'd find it here. Her fingers brushed over the cover, and for a brief moment, she could almost hear his voice reading to her again, filling the room with warmth and laughter. But the memory quickly faded, and she was left with a familiar ache of loss. She sighed and turned to leave. A sudden cold breeze blew through the store, making the door creak. The lights flickered, casting long shadows across the room. Alice froze, clutching the book tightly. She glanced toward the door, but it was still closed. There was no one else in the store. A chill ran down her spine, and she felt that strange, unmistakable feeling like she wasn't alone.
Hello?
She called out, her voice echoing in the quiet. No answer. Then, out of the corner of her eye, she saw a movement, a figure, faint and translucent, standing by the window. Alice's heart pounded in her chest as she turned to face it. The figure was tall and thin, dressed in old-fashioned clothing, a heavy coat and scarf, with a familiar face that made her blood run cold. It was her father, she gasped, stumbling backward, her hands trembling. The book she'd been holding fell to the floor with a soft thud.
Dad?
She whispered, her voice barely audible. The ghostly figure turned toward her, its eyes soft and kind, just as she remembered. But there was something different about him, something otherworldly. He wasn't solid, but more like a reflection, a memory come to life. Alice's heart raced as a flood of emotions washed over her. Grief, joy, confusion. She had wanted to so badly to see him again, but now that he was standing before her, she didn't know what to do. The ghost didn't speak. Instead, he gestured toward the book on the floor.
The book.
Alice hesitated, then slowly bent down to pick it up. As she did, she noticed something strange. The pages, which had been yellowed with age, were now crisp and clean, as if brand new. And inside the front cover, where there had once been nothing, there was a handwritten note. Her father's handwriting.
To Alice, on Christmas Eve, let the past bring you peace. Love always, Dad.
Tears welled up in her eyes as she read the words. How is this possible? The book had been on the shelf, untouched for years, but the note, it was real. She looked up, but the ghost was gone, vanished as suddenly as he had appeared. The store was quiet again, the lights steady and warm, but the chill in the air lingered, and so did the strange sense of peace that had settled over her heart. Alice clutched the book to her chest, tears streaming down her face, but this time they weren't tears of sorrow. They were tears of something else, something lighter, something closer to joy. Her father hadn't been here to haunt her. He had come to give her a gift, a reminder that the past, though painful, did not have to weigh her down. It could bring her peace, just as Christmas had always done when he was alive. With a trembling smile, Alice left the bookstore and walked back into the snowy night. The streets of Hollow Hills were quiet, the Christmas lights twinkling above her, but now they didn't seem so distant or cold. They felt like they were shining just for her, like the stars her father had always pointed out in the sky. As she passed by Holly's diner, she caught sight of Holly herself, bustling around inside, serving hot cocoa to a small group of customers. Holly looked up and waved, her face warm and welcoming as always. Alice waved back, and for the first time in years, she felt the true spirit of Christmas stirring inside her.